Good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, Maria Wall. How has everyone been holding up? So many places across our great country, even with all of our faults and dysfunctions right now, we're still in a beautiful place. But how are you holding up with all of this snow and ice? I sincerely hope that many of you are in safe places and you are holding on, because spring will surely come soon. With that said, I hope that every one of you, as always, is in your favorite spot, lying back, sitting back, eyes closed. We are about to start our 15 to 30 minutes of stress relief, release, and enlightenment. Eyes closed, let's do our breathing exercises. Let's inhale. Now exhale slowly. One more time, inhale. Now exhale. You know, so many of us are under so much stress during the week. And there's so much stress that we're surrounded by in our lives. We forget to take small moments to take care of ourselves, so I know for me, when I'm here with you and we do these breathing exercises, it really does help to calm my spirit. And that's what this is about, just taking a few moments to help your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Because so many times we tend to forget about ourselves. We let everything go. We try to be there for everyone. And we end up losing ourselves in the process. Before we know it, we don't recognize the person that we see in the mirror anymore. The smile is gone. We're not as well kept as we used to be. We don't take the time out to just take care of the person. Who is that come-to person for everyone else? Everyone comes to you for everything. Add a few obstacles that are yours uniquely, and we just begin to deteriorate, to fall apart. So this morning, So many of us begin to feel inadequate. Depending on what's going on in your life, there are many, many people who have low or no self-esteem. And you spend all of your time comparing yourself to someone else. And again, before you know it, you become your own worst enemy in your mind. You perceive yourself to be a child of a lesser God. So today, for our short time together, we only have about 25 minutes left. Our topic is, you are beautiful just as you are. You're beautiful just as you are. Learn to love the skin you're in. Never allow anyone or anything, any commercial, any video, anything, to dictate your beauty and worth. Song of Solomon 4:7. You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you. And Psalm 139:13-14. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Let me say that last sentence again. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. When you look in that mirror in the morning, I want you to tell the person you see, hello, beautiful, handsome, smart, dynamic, wonderful, innovative, whatever positive words you can think of, say hello to that beautiful me you see in the mirror. Say it with me. If you can, find a mirror, go to a mirror, tell the person you see and repeat after me, hello, beautiful or handsome me. Whichever one applies, just say it, hello, beautiful or handsome me. You're going to do great things today. We're going to make it through this, whatever it is, we're going to make it through. Just remember that. Hold on to those words. Hold on to that. I want you to hold on to it and realize that you are beautiful just as you are. So many of us try to change who we are when there's nothing wrong with the way that we are. So many people look upon certain people as children of lesser gods because they may have some type of an impairment. They may have some type of difference. And so many people want to jump on the bandwagon and mistreat people who do not look like we do. And who's to say what's normal in this world? I'll give you an example. A very good friend of mine, he's sight impaired. He runs several businesses, and when we worked together, if his wife was not around, he would call me to make sure that he knew what denomination of money was that he had. He had an entire system, and if he needed to write a check for a vendor, and his wife wasn't around, I was called, you know, very fondly, wife number two. He would call me to put the little template on top of the check so that he could sign his name, but I would fill out the rest. And when people would try to get over and pay him a dollar when their bill was $10, because some people think that he's a child of a lesser God, but in reality, I loved his beautiful mind. I loved his beautiful work ethics. I loved everything about him because he could do things most what society calls normal people could not do. Most normal people don't run their own lives, much less multiple businesses. So beauty comes in many forms, more so than just the outward looks. Just remember, some people have beautiful souls. Some people have beautiful spirits. Beauty is more than the surface that we see. Some people have a beautiful mind. I'm attracted to men with beautiful minds. Some people dance beautifully. Each one of us has a beauty within us. We just need to channel it, identify it, and let it shine. Let it shine. Do not allow anything in anyone to make you believe that you're not beautiful in your own right. In your own right. Tall, short, heavy, or thinner, it does not matter. Champion your beauty. Make your beauty shine. You will be surprised how your entire outlook on life will change when you find your beauty. No one can tell you, really, that you're beautiful, even if they say it. I know so many people who society considers what is perceived to be beautiful. But if you tell them that they're beautiful, they do not believe it, because they have not found the beauty within themselves. It's the same with love. We cannot accept it. We cannot give it until we find it and own it within ourselves. Own your beauty. Own your beauty. If you're out here and you hear so many discussions about why people want to be someone else, why we don't embrace who we are. You don't like the hair you have. You change the colors over and over. Some people are so obsessed with becoming someone else that they've torn down their bodies and their system because they don't love the person they see in the mirror. They are not comfortable in the skin that they are in. Just remember, you were knitted together in your mother's womb by the great I Am. Therefore, you are wonderfully made. You are wonderfully made. And this is not something that I just picked the topic. I know what it was like to be invisible as a child. I know what it was like to be picked on and called names. I know what it was like to have a mother who just flicked her hands at me and said, just ignore it as a child. As children, we don't know how to just ignore when we're being called names, ugly, you know, blackie. For the redheads out there, gingers and whatever they call you back in the day, skinny, fat, all types of things. So you have to discover the beauty within you sometimes, because this is a cruel world. The world isn't cruel. Let me correct myself. Some people in it are cruel, and many of them are cruel because guess what? They have not found the beauty within themselves either, within themselves either. They have not found their inner beauty. They say hurt people. And it's true. Of course, there's some people on this earth that I believe are just evil, but hurt people, for the most part, when you get to the root of why they say and do what they say and do, you'll find some type of pain, some type of low or no self-esteem, no belief and who they are and what they are capable of truly. So just remember, I want you to go to that mirror. I want you to talk to that person you see every single day until he or she believes everything positive you're saying to them and about them. Because one thing is for sure, once that person you see in the mirror believes what you're saying to them, that's a clear shot sign that you're well on your way to believing it too. And whenever you need that reinforcement, because sometimes we have nobody to depend on but ourselves, or it seems that way, you need that boost, you go to the mirror and have a little talk with that person yet again. I want you to have a talk with that person. Say hello. Find out how they're feeling. You'd be surprised what you may learn. Just keep the positive flow. Keep the positive. You know, I had the pleasure of being a guest on a debut show of one of my colleagues the other day. And one thing that I shared was a piece in my latest book, Silent Noise Lip Service, titled My Mirror and Me. And I want to share it with you because this is how so many people start their day. And the way that we start our day is probably the way that our entire day is going to go. This piece is called My Mirror and Me. When I wake up in the morning and roll out of bed, dang, another day, I'm sure I will dread. Slowly I put one foot in front of the other. Dang, it's cold and early as a mother. Ooh. I don't feel like this mess. I really don't want to get dressed. Click goes the bathroom light. Looking in the mirror, I think, dang, what a sight. And that's where a lot of us begin our day. From the time we wake up in the morning, we have negative thoughts. I had little or no sleep last night. I bet you thought I would keep talking negatively, right? Nope, not today. I'm finishing this poem in another way. As I look in the mirror, I begin talking to the person I see. Good morning. So how is beautiful me? Oh, I'm okay. Thanks for asking. There's no sense in masking. No sense in wearing the mask. Because most times, people can see through them anyway. We may not be aware of this, but trust me, people do see through the mask. Many choose to ignore the signs, but they do see. They'll talk among themselves behind your back, but they won't approach you. But trust me, people do see. They just choose not to get involved. I guess you better start your day, walk by faith and never stray. My day may be ugly as can be, but I'll refuse to let it define me. Let me say that again. I'll refuse to let it define me. You make the choice to be happy. You make the choice to be beautiful. You make the choice to do beautiful things. You make the choice to find the beauty in everything negative. You're in control of your emotions, of your choices, of your destiny, of your success. Just remember that. It all comes back to you. So now that you see how easy this can be, walk to the mirror and tell the person you see, hello, beautiful me. Just remember that. If nothing else, if you're so busy, because so many people have excuses why they don't want to be happy, they don't want to be successful, they don't want to move forward. A lot of people are complacent in their victimization. They're complacent in the victim role. It's an easy, a very easy excuse for not thriving. It's a very easy excuse for bad decisions, behavior, and not becoming successful. But don't you get tired of feeling that way and living that way and being that way? Find your beauty. If you're not going to let it shine to someone else, let it shine you and the person you see in the mirror. Make the person you see in the mirror happy. If you don't want to make yourself happy, make the person you see in the mirror happy. Think about some time in your life when you were elated. You laughed, you had a good time. Think about that moment in your life and monopolize on it. Make things happen for you. You are wonderfully made. Wonderful are the works of the great I am. Therefore, you are wonderful, beautiful. There are no flaws. There are no flaws. And some people are sitting and thinking, well, the example of the gentleman I gave, he was sight impaired. How can you say that? Well, it's simple. As I stated, he's accomplishing things that most people who society says are normal cannot do. And usually, if you lose one of your functions at a very young age, or you're born that way, usually your other functions will compensate. He has a sense of touch that is unbelievable. And he explained to me once, he says, everybody has a different scent. So he says he knows when I'm near because of my scent. And I'm thinking, say what? He says, yes, everybody's body's chemistry is different. And he can identify. If you ever remember the movie that was out years ago, it's called The Scent of a Woman. Well, all of that is real. Because although he does not have the sight, his sense of smell is heightened. His sense of touch is heightened. His sense of hearing is heightened to a level that I could never understand. So he's beautiful, and he's doing beautiful things, and he has a beautiful heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Again, the great I am does not make mistakes. So you are beautiful. You just have to believe it for yourself. You just have to believe it for yourself. So again, Song of Solomon 4:7. You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you. Psalm 139:13-14. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. You don't have to believe me. Just believe the great I am. Because you are a masterpiece created by the great I am. I know I don't want to argue with that. So in closing, just a few quick announcements. I received a text overnight, And at first I didn't know what to make of it. It just said that Daddy passed. And I didn't know if it was a family member or whomever and why they were texting me. But as it turns out, it's one of my colleagues. Father passed last night. So prayers go out to Toy Parker and her family in their time of bereavement. And as always, Healing Through Hurt and the Sunday Morning Inspiration is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a 501c3 IRS-recognized nonprofit. If you'd like to get involved, join us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. You can join us on Google Plus and the Relationship Recovery Group, on Meetup, the WOW, the Women of Wisdom and Worth Group, that's www. If you need to talk, our number is 202-618-2556. If you'd like to write to us using standard mail, it's Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And emails, contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. If you'd like to write to me personally, it's Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org. And for those of you interested in life coaching to help get you on track, I have a special email for that, healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. And you can also keep track of everything going on our main website, thewallfoundationinc.org. And for those of you who have been asking how to donate, get involved, there's donate buttons on both the Facebook page and, of course, our main website at thewallfoundationinc.org. And all of your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current laws here in the United States. And as always, before we go, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And as always, before we go, I just want to remind you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. My spirit will continue to honor your spirit. Namaste. I am your most humble and appreciative and gracious host, and I believe that another one of my biggest cheerleaders and fans is with us today. So Tina Hobson, if that's you that I recognize in the call query, thank you so much for being here. COG in the chat room, good morning and welcome. Thank you for being here, me here on the Sunday Morning Inspiration. Many praises to each and every one of you. I pray each and every one of you enough. Namaste. Until next time, be well, be blessed, and I will see you very, very soon. Thank you.